Jay Lister.
Here.
Megan Litster.
Here.
Cheryl File.
Here.
Mara Lutomsky.
Here.
Okay, we're all here. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Make a motion to approve today's agenda, September 8th, 2015. Can I have a second?
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Student report? We don't have one yet. I think elections will be
this week.
This week? Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe next we'll be able to meet the new representative. Any correspondence? No? Okay. Comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items? Okay, see no one. Comments from the audience related to the agenda items? No? Okay. Comments from board members? Happy birthday, Erica.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Sharon, can you call the roll?
Megan Litster.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgreen.
Yes.
Cheryl File.
Yes.
Mara Lutomsky.
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Administrative report, Superintendent Cliff Payman. Good evening.
We're getting organized. Okay. Good evening, everybody. And I guess just to start off for me, I would like to say thank you to the board for the fabulous back-to-school lunch that you provided for all of the staff on the Friday before school. We really appreciated that, and we know that it takes a lot of time out of your day to do it, so just wanted to say thank you for that. And also to recognize the incredible work that went on the week before school even started. Mention how things got off the ground last week, but a lot of hard work was going on by all teachers and staff and principals, and it was pretty incredible work ethic going on there, and I think it made for a great start last week. So lots of positive comments, and I think we're off to a great start. For me, update-wise, I went to a meeting last week with the CERC board, which is the Southeast Regional Resource Center, where we do a lot of contracting for services, psychology services and speech and lots of different things. And actually, they're expanding more and more the kinds of services that they do provide. They actually provide some CIP work for maintenance. They provide tech ops support. So they kind of have a lot of specialists available to us, and it does obviously cost money, but for a lot of small districts, you don't have access to that type of expertise necessarily, and so ultimately, I really think it does save us time. I think it's certainly made a difference in our capital projects over the years, working with Don Hiley, for example, and I know Tech Ops saved my bacon this summer when my husband was fishing, and I became the server fixer for a day, and realized I don't want his job, which I already knew, and I was very grateful for him. So anyway, that was a great meeting, and I'm by default on that board. I guess every superintendent in Southeast is on that board, so it's a large board and an interesting group. So there's that. And then the commissioner came and gave a little update. Of course, it was very upbeat. Anyway. We're heading right back into budget season already, which makes me really tired thinking about it. And, he tries to paint a very good picture, and he's working really hard to spread the right messages, I think, to the legislature and all of that, but it's an uphill climb. So I think we're going to be right back into those conversations again, which we already knew. So I guess it's not new. I just thought we had a little break from it. Talked about the AMP testing also last week, and that is upcoming. We're going to be getting those results out in mid-October, and so I handed you guys a copy of there's a parent guide to AMP, and we're going to be getting these out more and more. I think we're going to be working with the paper and the radio. They've got a lot, they're giving us a lot of good information to try to get some good messages out to the public and to parents and to students about what these new tests mean and, you know, kind of how to look at the scores and think about how it all works. Am I doing something wrong, Angela? It's okay.
Yeah, it's just your hair. I think it's... Make it...
Do you
want
some scissors?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. I'm done now. Okay. Anyway, so I think that it's a pretty nicely put together little pamphlet. They're trying to get us things that are sort of manageable to understand. I mean, I think one of the biggest messages to get out there to people is that the test that the kids took last spring is not at all the same test that they've taken, you know, for the last 8 years, I guess, or 10. I'm trying to think when the SBA started, 2004 maybe. But anyway, so you can't compare apples to oranges straight across. I think that's an important message. And that also that kids, if your child has been in the past proficient or even advanced on these tests, they may come back with a, you know, meets proficient or you know, that sort of thing. It's going to look different, and that's actually to be expected. So really just not to be surprised. And they kind of used a baseball analogy, which I don't know that it makes a huge impact, but it's not bad. They kind of talk about it like it's a baseball player hitting 300 in the minor leagues 1 year and then, you know, 240 in the major leagues. It's not like baseball hasn't changed, but, you know, what you're doing with that is different. So it's a more rigorous league, and that's how they describe it. So different standards, higher standards, so kids are not failing and teachers are not failing. It is different. So that's what they talked about there. And still moving forward with all of our teacher evaluation work. So that was what we did a lot in August in service, and we're going to keep moving forward with that. And I think that's it. So thank you.
Thank you. Attendance report.
Okay. Well, good evening. Don't have much of a report for you tonight, mostly because it was just a few weeks ago that we were just madly getting ready for school, and that's pretty much all that's happened for us in the last couple of weeks. I can report, though, that it was an uneventful opening in terms of maintenance. We had what we expected. We had our staff with some new staff and some returning staff with just basic work requests that they like to see things done in their classrooms before the school year started, and I think for the most part we addressed pretty much all of those. So again, an eventful start to the school year as far as maintenance is concerned, and that's always good. I think you're all aware that we did have a pipe burst in the library study room just prior to our in-service, and hats off to my crew for really containing that quickly, and we kept everything within pretty much the study room area, so we didn't really affect all the in-service activities that were going on during the week. Just minorly, as we cleaned up after ourselves. We did a little quick analysis on that. This was a heating pipe, an inch and a quarter steel pipe. We looked at the 10-foot section, and really, all we could tell is that perhaps maybe there was a manufacturing defect in the pipe, because an area about the size of the end of the tip of your pinky happened to chip away inside the pipe. We assumed that maybe it was slag from the manufacturing process, corroded after 30 years of being in service, flew off into the system somewhere, and then, of course, what was left was a very thin wall pipe, and it just continued to corrode from that point on. I guess we'll never really know, short of sending that pipe off for testing, and that's something school districts don't usually do. We just, unfortunately, have to cross our fingers and hope that that was just an unrelated incident, and we won't see it again. But we did have a leak in a copper pipe just before this holiday season. It was this holiday weekend. On Friday, a copper pipe that actually delivers hot water to the showers of the community center runs through our mat room, 30 feet up in the ceiling again, one of those kind of situations. Little drip, and we'll be up there tomorrow cutting that section out and putting in a new piece of pipe. My counterparts at the borough tell me that they're also seeing an increase of little leaks here and there in these pipes in the same vintage of buildings. And I think maybe that's what's in store for us in the future. There's really no way to safeguard against it. A lot of these pipes are insulated, and short of pulling insulation away, and I suppose we have miles of pipe, you know, we're just going to have to do what we can, and if we spot something, take care of it as quickly as possible. So I wish I had better news in that area, but we do have older buildings in the 30 to 50-year-old range now, so We're going to see things like this. More upbeat news over at Stedman Elementary. Alaska Commercial Contractors are doing the finishing touches on the loading dock. It's essentially done. But they did build a second new ADA ramp underneath the covered entrance to the kindergarten area. And we're really excited to see that go into service. They just finished it. And then all we're waiting for is some parts, and they're going to put in the automatic door openers here in the next month. So we're really coming close to an end of this project, but we're getting some nice things at the end of it. I'm going to speak later in the meeting about the exhaust hood, but is there any questions I can answer about what's going on? Okay. Well, thank you.
It looks like we had some pretty good crews. The fence went up really quickly.
Yeah. We tried to evaluate all of our bids that we got and tried to pick the best people we could, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit when we get to the exhaust hood if you want to hear about that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Dan and his crew, he's underestimating how uneventful the beginning of the year was, because it really was uneventful in that sense. So, I mean, it was pretty incredible. So I just want to say that. Yeah, it was
good.
Great.
Okay. Director of Finance, report. Karen Quislin.
I don't have too much to report, but I do have something important to report. Last month, the board approved the final revision to our fiscal year 15 operating budget based on the increases on the PERS and TERS behalfs amount, which is the State of Alaska Retirement System. Well, 2 days after you guys approved that, I got a letter from the Department of Retirement and Benefits saying that they had materially overstated the TERS amount by $434,000. So I contacted our auditors and asked what would be the best practice, and do we need to do another budget revision? What do we need to do? And basically, they said that all we need to do is make the journal entries in our accounting software system, which has already been done, inform the board of this oversight on TERS part, and they'll fix it in our financial statements. Again, it's a non-cash transaction. It's just for financial reporting, but I have to do my due diligence and tell you guys about it. So that's really all I have to report. Do you guys have any questions? Okay.
Thank you.
Principal's report, Terry Tolan.
Well, good evening. I'm happy to report that the first days of school were really exciting at Stedman Elementary. We welcome back all of our former students and have 14 new students with more slated to come later, and then our 44 new kindergartners. So it's really been fun to see all the excitement and all the new little faces there. It's nice to have all of our classrooms in the main wing. And teachers and students are really enjoying that. That was quite a project that everybody worked so hard to make that happen. And so we're all there and seeing each other on a very regular basis. And we've moved Mr. Lenhart and his music into the other wing, which is nice because they can be as noisy as they want, sing as loud as they want, and so that's working out well. We had a fire drill today, and it was one that we let the kids know it was going to happen because we have our new little kindergartners it's kind of scary for, and so they were well aware what was going to be happening, and that went very well. Intro to My Child conferences were last week. We had a very good attendance on that and appreciate the support of families for coming in and visiting with our teachers and supporting their students in that way. Big thank you to our maintenance crew, because our school looks fabulous and walk in there and things were ready to go right on the first day. So it's been a good start to a great year.
Hi, good evening. Yeah, so much going on, and Terry and Erica covered quite a bit of it. Yeah, we're back in the swing of things. It was a great, great in-service week. As she said, staff really came in. It was neat. It's a great week, and it continues to feels like it gets honed every year and gets better and better. Just the work that John and Caleb do, thanks to them behind the scenes to get everything ready for teacher computers, and then we have our laptop rollouts, and those really are going smoother and smoother. If anything, I think the presentations, you know, kind of gets pared even down a little bit more to the essentials, and I think that's really key, and then parents are asking better questions. I think this, we're just getting a better culture. You know, people are getting used to the way things are and what we have and appreciate it maybe even more than they have. So it's great. It's a good process. And then just the training of the staff and then getting certified and classified together for a while, which has really been great, and PBIS getting going. So all of it's great, and it seemed very smooth. So it was nice in-service week. This was my first year in MANT training. I had no experience. I knew of it, but it's always been kind of outside my realm. And so, again, thanks to Cindy Fry for doing that for all staff, and it was really put in some time, but I really appreciated that. I thought that is I thought that was so beneficial, maybe more than I imagined it was before, just as far as day-to-day dealing with conflicts with kids who, you know, whatever mood they're in or whatever's going on, you just deal with conflicts, you know, and that's something that teachers do a lot of. So I really appreciated that part. And you don't wrestle them to the ground and pin them, you know, kind of thing, and I feel that people get that impression of MANT. So I thought that was a great piece of in-service. I was happy to get that. I said thanks there. Again, thank you to the schedules. It's been very, very smooth so far. At the end of this coming week, so just in a few days, will be the end of the ad drop window for the high school. And surprisingly enough, we haven't had a lot of changes, which, as we talked earlier, that due to the legislature, and we didn't know our staffing. And then so Rachel and I did a lot of work over the summer. And then counselor after putting even more hours later, getting all the kids scheduled. And we expected, you know, kids to come in and say, this is what I wanted. I wanted this. And at the end of the day, there's been, I would say, not even anymore, been about average. So that's great. It's really nice. Kids are settling in, and I guess they picked the right classes in their big forecasting sheet, and that worked out well. So that's good. Kids are settling in. It's been a good first week. So that's very nice. We've had our welcome back assemblies, and, you know, got kids looking at the handbook and talk about the changes. And then, as you know, we don't have class officers for the high school, and we have an empty chair here, so I apologize for that. It's just the way the spring, and Ginger's on the board, on the ASB High School Leadership Advisor with me, and we just wasn't the right time to do it in the spring like we usually do. So we've already gotten going, and kids are signed up, and we have speeches on Thursday, and they're going to elect their class officers. So the high school will be ready, and the middle school are gearing up for their speeches for their student leadership, and those are really nice. Get that, and they have it the following week. I think it's Friday the following week, and that'll be fun to get the leadership, because then you kind of get the kids going in their direction and working with the administration and teachers. So that's all good. So, yeah, we're up and rolling, and it's been busy, but it really has. It's been a smooth start of your new staffer. I feel like they've gotten enveloped well with other staff and found their feet, and it has been very nice. Kids are great. It's great to have kids back. I believe it seems hectic and gets busy, but at the end of the day, that's what we're here for, and most of us signed up because of it, and it's great to have them back in the building. So, any questions? Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you. All right, Activities Director, Jamie Cabral.
Hello, all. It's been a while. Holy smokes. Happy birthday, September baby. Exactly. Yes. That's right. In the activities world, not too busy so far, but we're getting there. It's going to be busy in a couple weeks. So if you're bored and need volunteer hours, come see me. No, just kidding. Cross Country had their second meet already. They started July 29th, was their first practice, so they've been going for a long time. Swim's been going since August 5th. We just had our first home swim meet this past weekend. Superintendent Clute Painter was out there. Timing was wonderful. Thanks to Viking Swim Club for helping with us on that one. Ginger was out there in her nice white polo officiating. It was great. Good turnout. Not very high numbers right now, but I think things will start to get up in the realm a little bit. Cross Country will be going to Wrangell this weekend. And then we just started. Today was our first day of middle school cross country. We had 44 middle schoolers signed up for middle school cross country. Yeah, 44. So it's the list is long. I'm just like, whoa. And Coach Day is coaching this year. Coach Vic Mickey is taking the year off. He's has some medical things that he's taking care of this fall. So Coach Day has come and stepped in, and she was doing the high school in previous years, so she's excited to be in the middle school. But today we had 22, I think, at practice, while other ones were still getting all their paperwork in and all that jazz. So it's a lot of bodies. Whew. And then, I know, oh my goodness, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, 44 of them. That's amazing. High school volleyball will be starting next week, Wednesday. A little bit different with our two-way classification now. Usually volleyball would be in about a month and 2 weeks already. But we haven't even started our first official practices, just open gyms, and they start Wednesday, projecting about 37 out there for high school volleyball. So coming around the corner. And then in 2 weeks, we start up middle school basketball for boys and girls and middle school cheer. So we'll be having at one point about 9 activities rolling at the same time with high school and middle school. So a lot of participation. That's been great. National Ocean Science Bowl is meeting already as well, getting their projects done. They'll be going up to Seward in February. Coach Joni Johnson and Miss Rice is out there. Yep, they saw them today, and I called her Boss Rice, and she said that's what the kids have to call her now. It was Boss Rice, so it was good. They got done at about 5 o'clock tonight, so it was great. That's about it in activities world. Pretty slow. Our next home event will be October 2nd and 3rd. That is home volleyball with Juno Douglas. We got the 4A still coming. I wanted us to opt up a little bit. Bring the competition. They'll be bringing 30 kids. So we have 3 games on Friday night, 3 games on Saturday night. So all of our kids get a lot of participation and playing time. And then our next really big weekend is October 16th and 17th. We will have swim and dive here with Sitka and Juno Douglas, as well as every single two-way volleyball team here. And we have to play 21 games in 2.5 days. So we will be modifying our schedule a little bit. We're trying to save money for the small schools and have all of our conference games at one location at one time and another location another time. So we're bringing everyone here. And Haynes, Skagway, Craig, Metlakatla, Wrangell, Tlaloc, and us will be here playing constantly. So if you're bored, come on by. We'll get that out to you. And I think that's it. Any questions? None? Okay, awesome. Thanks.
Okay, upcoming dates and media announcements. It looks like we have our work session on September 15th. At 7 p.m., that will be actually be in the high school library, and it'll be covering the beginning of the draft of the memorial and drug testing policies. So we encourage the public to attend if they would like to provide some input either before that meeting or during it. We are looking for feedback from the community since those would be new policies. Next, we would be setting the board agenda up for October 5th. What time? Does anybody have? Who can do that besides me? In addition to me. That's on a Monday. We could pick the afternoon. Works better since I usually work Monday mornings.
I can do that, Sarah.
Okay. Would you want to wait till after school gets out, like even a period of time after, instead of right after school gets out? Yeah, like at 4? Okay, so we'll do it 4 on the 5th.
Who's going to do it with you?
Cheryl.
Okay.
Then we have another work session for October 7th, where we'll be having the Alaska Association of School Board training with Timmy Tulse. We're thinking starting at 5:30 in the evening in the district conference room, and that will be covering a few different things, board goals, but also just board roles also, I think. So does that work for most people that Tuesday? I think it was hard when we asked a while back.
Yeah.
But if it's still looking okay for people?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And we're providing dinner.
Yes. So you're not starving. Get off work. For those that get off work right after that.
Yeah.
Or right before that. Okay. So 5:30. And then on October 13th would be our next regular board meeting. So who can do campus connections that day? I know that's pretty far out, but anybody?
I'm usually free around that time.
Okay. So you don't mind doing it tomorrow? Okay.
And I have the conundrum of dropping off a child at preschool at 12:30.
Okay.
So I can do it if I have to. But I'd be late.
Okay.
I could try to have someone help me.
Okay.
You want two people usually, right?
That's nice, but I don't think we did okay today.
We did fine today. I turned the radio on. I'm like, oh, they're well into it. I'm not going to interrupt at that point.
No, I think it's nice, but it's okay if it's one person. So okay, and then our regular board meeting here in the assembly chambers at 7 p.m. that night, October 13th. Okay, moving on to old business. I will make a motion to approve Resolution 16-01, Resolution to amend AS 14.17.505A fund balance. Can I have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. So discussion is the Alaska Association of School Boards requires any new resolutions be submitted to them after board approval for consideration at their fall conference in November. And when we go up to the annual convention, that's when we discuss the resolutions. And if they're passed, then they're brought to the legislature to recommend or to encourage them to change laws or statutes to that effect. And so they cover a huge variety of things. But this one is going to be addressing right now the cap on what we can carry over from one year, fiscal year to the next, which right now is only 10% of our budget. And we're going to be asking AASB to put forth either approve our resolution if we like it the way it's worded, or ask the legislature at some point to increase that so that we can save more, have more of a savings account for years that when the state wants to cut even more. So hopefully you've had time to take a look at it and see what you think, if there's any changes you think we should make. Does anybody have any suggestions on verbiage that we need to change, or do you feel like it kind of conveys the information? This can still get amended at the state convention by up there when we're in committees, but this is more to approve to pass on to AASB for us to debate and work on up there. So.
And also, because you pass it, you can take it up to the legislature, too, and do it yourself.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't just have to be passed.
That's true. So if you've had a chance to look at it. And
I just would add that this was something, you and I, just for other folks who don't know the backstory, though we've been talking about it for a while, but this was something we talked about when we were in Juneau during the legislative session, and it affects other school districts. There were other school districts that also felt like this was worthwhile. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's really good, and for districts like ours who have been conservative and are good savers, thank you, Karen, that, it would be a benefit. So thank you for writing it up.
I had help. Okay. Well, if we don't have any more discussion, we can vote if people feel comfortable. Okay. Karen would be probably. Sharon? Oh, I thought Karen.
Please vote.
Okay. All those in favor of, I gotta read my resolution again. All approving Resolution 16-01, resolution to amend AS 14.17.505A fund balance. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. All right, moving on to new business. I'll make a motion to approve the Bear Electric bid in the amount of $18,510.08 for the elementary exhaust hood project.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded, and Maintenance Director Dan Tate will kind of give us the backstory on it and information.
Again, mostly for those who are listening on the radio, our cafeteria was never really designed to be a full-service kitchen, and because of that, we have improved our program, and we're cooking real foods in that cafeteria instead of just reheating and serving as had been done in the past decade. We have received a health code violation because we do not have an exhaust hood over our stove and our steam kettle, and we have had the opportunity to have this put on hold with the department because we have rated very high on our capital improvement project on getting our cafeteria remodeled. But as we all know, the current climate with the legislature in the state of Alaska that's quite uncertain if we're going to get that right now. So we're in a tough spot. We need to go ahead and move forward with getting at least this health code violation taken care of. And by installing this exhaust hood over the units I just specified, we should take care of that situation. And so before you, you have Bear Electric coming in at $18,510.08 to install this exhaust hood. They're using a subcontractor, Ketchikan Mechanical, who has done extensive work over at the Stedman Elementary School. They know it very well. And speaking towards Mara's comment earlier about getting the right people in to do the job, we're quite happy that this combination is here working on this project. Ketchikan knows our facilities very well, as I mentioned, and they have done several of these exhaust hoods. And that's not to say anything against a local contractor and subcontractor who also put in their bids. Their bid came in at $21,700. It was very competitive, but of course, in the end, the other bid came in lower and has good qualifications behind it. So we feel very good, and we hope that you will approve it.
How much is the hood itself?
I believe that was about $8,000. That's something like $8,000.
I couldn't remember.
I'm pretty sure.
And this is
the labor
just for
it.
The labor to install it.
Correct. Now it's fairly expansive project. What it has is a makeup air system, because you're going to be having this exhaust hood pulling a lot of air out of that room. And what this does is it sends in conditioned heated air back into the facility. So it's not just a matter of putting a range hood like you would in your residential home. Okay. So we're actually upgrading the HVAC system a little bit. So I apologize for not pointing that out earlier. For a nuts and bolts guy, that's just like, oh, that's what we do. You know.
So. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, Sharon.
Joe Filo?
Yes.
Megan Litster?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Mara Litomsky?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. I'll make a motion to approve the employment of Kimberly Morgan. Oh boy. Anisha Tufella? Annika? Oh, excuse me. Yeah.
Annika Tufella.
Thank you. Scott Hedlund, Joy Ramaki, and Iona Ward, instructional assistant for 2015-16. Got a second?
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. I think we have, did I butcher her poor name? We have their resumes here in the red file if anybody would like to look at them. But I guess if anybody has any questions, it's a tough field, I hear, and lots of really good applicants, but this is who was chosen, so thank you.
You should have prepped down the name, sorry.
I know, growing up with Pollock, I should know better. A lifetime of name butchering. Sorry, people out there. Okay, all those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Welcome to the district. Next, we have informational with a heavy heart. We're recognizing the resignations of Tiffany Christensen, custodial, effective September 11th, 2015. Louise Lindley, teacher, effective at the end of the 2015-16 school year, and Vicki McIntosh, a custodian, effective January 22nd, 2016, as accepted by superintendent on behalf of the board per board policy 4117.2. Next, we have lots of policies. I'll make a motion to approve the listed policies at first reading. Do I have to read them all? I can't remember. I do. BP0210, Goals for Student Learning, BP520, School Accountability and School Improvement, BP1312.4, Public Complaints Concerning Elementary and Secondary Education Act Programs, BP3540, Transportation, BP3541, Transportation Routes and Services, BP3554, Other Food Sales, BP4112.10, Employment of Retired Teachers, BP4115, Evaluation and Supervision, BP4117.6, non-retention, BP4158, 4258, and 4358, employee security. BP 5030, School Discipline and Safety. BP 5141.41, Child Abuse and Neglect. BP 5127, Graduation Ceremonies and Activities. BP 5131.6, Alcohol and Other Drugs. BP 5144, Discipline. BP 5146, Married Pregnant Parenting Students. BP 6010, Goals and Objectives. BP 6146.1, High School Graduation Requirements. BP 6146.5, Differential Requirements for Individuals with Exceptional Needs. BP 6155, Class Examination, Challenging Courses by Examination. BP 6181, Charter School. BP 9270, Conflict of Interest. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Motions are made and seconded. all of these were updates to existing policies, as I recall. Fairly benign and vanilla. We would certainly pull them or talk about them if they were of any remote interest or concern, I guess, would be for the public. So,
a lot of them look like wording.
It was, yeah.
Replacing wording. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the high school graduation qualifying exam, that mentioned so many policies and it has to be changed.
In every single one of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Do I need a roll call? No. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Next we have school calendar change. I will make a motion to approve the revised dates for the spring parent-teacher conferences. Can I have a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Because the district was moved to a 2A activities region this year, the regional basketball tournament dates are different than when planning the school year. Superintendent Clute Painter, can you give us some background?
I could probably give you some background on the Region 2 basketball, but I'll give a quick information about this, and then actually I'm just going to let Rick and Terry talk a little bit about what we're trying to sort out right now. So when we changed classifications, it changed the dates of regional basketball tournament. It used to be that we would schedule parent-teacher conferences on the week between regional trip and then potentially state, which is over spring break, and so we have conferences in between. And many years ago, now that I've been here long enough to say many years ago, we used to actually have parent-teacher conferences over regional basketball. We actually scheduled it that way because it was such a crazy week, you know, anyway. There were a lot of kids that were gone, you know, on the traveling for the team or for music or cheer. But, of course, what we found is many families were gone also, and then several teachers who are either coaches or like Mr. Lenhardt with, you know, being the band teacher. So, you know, you can't really have conferences if you don't have some of your teachers there. So we changed the dates off of regionals for that reason, because a lot of people in the community do go attend the tournament. So when we realized that, we had already made the calendar for next year, so we will need to readjust the dates. And it seems like it should be a simple task to readjust the dates, but it's not, just because it isn't. There's all kinds of things to consider and testing dates and all kinds of things. So anyway, we do not have dates tonight for you, other than to approve that, you know, that you understand. So the reason for it, you approve the ability for us to move those dates, and we would, of course, bring the actual dates to you, but we'll let maybe Rick and Terry talk about some of the possibilities and challenges.
Okay, so it really isn't as easy as you would think. One scenario for the elementary school was to move the conferences to a Monday-Tuesday, which would mean children coming to school Monday morning, conferences happening Monday afternoon, and then Tuesday morning. And so students would just come to school a half a day and then go back to school on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So that doesn't seem very conducive for families or for planning, and it would be an awkward week, to say the least. Another scenario may be to move the conferences to the previous Thursday and Friday, but the end of the trimester and grades and report cards will have just been made. Teachers would not have very much time to get those done and ready and delivered, and so that creates a problem as well. So we need to have some good discussions with teachers to really see what will work best for teachers, for families, and those are just some of the things that we are seeing.
Yeah, it's tough, and as Erica has told you from her experience, that anytime you're changing calendars, there's just so many different opinions, and they're not good or bad, they're just very different, and people have different motives for different things and what they feel really with their class. I was really pleased to see, again, it's such a great staff that we didn't get, at least that I could hear any comments or say, boy, that'd be a really good date for me and my family to get on vacation. The prevailing comment is that, boy, I don't want to disrupt, you know, the valuable class time, and there's so many disruptions in March and April with state testing, with regional basketball, there's band trips and spring break, and all wonderful things, but it's really hard to get some momentum going in the classroom. And so really cool to hear that from our teaching staff. It's neat that is their focus, not, you know, when's the best time to get to Hawaii or whatever. So we did a survey, and it came out very spread out, as we know, and we tried, and we talked about it. We got some really good input. The right now we're adding in the sit and set and stone, but it's great just to give you information, is we've kind of uncoupled from the elementary school for this particular conference, which with them being on trimesters and us on quarters is kind of nice for this one. And we're looking at March 31st and April 1st because that is when we think we'll be state testing. They've given us a calendar, which is somewhat useful, but they've also changed the AMP testing this year, and they've added a little bit another piece to it, and they've given you some restrictions when you can do the new piece, and it's got to, anyway, so we've been talking with the state about that really just today, so we feel it was probably premature to say those are going to be the dates, but the idea would be that testing could possibly be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of that week. Then we would have a full day on Thursday that we'd do conferences from 4 to 8, and then Friday would be somewhat of a half-day, shorter release day kind of thing, and then conferences might go till, you know, 5 or 6. You can't go really late on a Friday night for conferences. People like to get their weekend kicked off. But those are some options. That's kind of what we're thinking, but we're really, like Terry said, we haven't had time to talk as an admin team, and some of those AMP testing have to happen together for both all three buildings, excuse me. So I apologize. We apologize for not being quite ready, but we don't want to jump on the horse yet if it's not roped up and
better
saddled.
To wait and make a good decision.
Yeah, I think so. Questions for us? Yeah. Yes.
Potentially work the days.
And they just gave me a Friday or something? State just gave us
Just Friday.
Yeah, just Friday. So we haven't had very long for a look at it. And then,
So it's kind of frustrating. I guess publicly, though, saying, because one of the things we did want to say is we are moving them, though, from the Thursday, Friday, just because, you know, sometimes people do want to know that for travel up against spring break, which just, you know, there won't be conferences on those days. So kids will be in school that week through Friday to whatever the date is. Sorry. Ten?
The
11th? Friday the 11th?
March.
Yeah.
Except for the half the high school that tests the regionals.
Right, but I mean, but school is still in session.
It will be in session all day on Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm. Regular day, I guess, is what. Just for people.
Okay.
To know that, so.
So I'm wondering, since we have a motion out there, whether we should table it for next month, because then maybe by then it'll have been worked out and we can approve actual dates. How does that work, Sharon?
I would just say the way it's written, it doesn't specify.
Okay.
If you understand that we do need to change it and allow us to do that, then we'll tell you.
That sounds good to me.
After the fact?
Yeah, that's sure.
And then we can more quickly notify people because it might be with
the
forum.
Yeah, especially if it's nailed down in the next week or two. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Our motion's out there to approve the revised dates that will be determined by the administrative team for the spring parent teacher conferences. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Next, we have our board goals update. On the board September Master Calendar's board goals update to monitor and evaluate our progress, and our past goals are attached. And have you had a chance to look at them and see if there was anything that
we felt we need to change, or if we want to even just start mulling this over so that when Timmy does come, we can, if we want to revise it at all at that point. They're pretty, I wouldn't say generic, but they're general.
Yeah,
I know in the past when we had very specific ones, then you ran into goals getting outdated because we didn't have the funding to accomplish that goal, you know, or we didn't have the means to do it. And so it was, had been recommended in the past to keep them more general so that from there, administrative team can figure out how, you know, between that and the board can figure out how to accomplish them with its a specific program or opportunity. And as the budget gets tighter and tighter each year, it might make our goals look very different. But we can talk about, too, about making them more specific if that's what we want to do. Certainly not, I mean, it's certainly a good idea to sometimes be very specific. Then we can measure whether we are succeeding or not. So is any, maybe further discuss it at our work session, or do we want to discuss it this evening?
Well, she might, Timmy might have other ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, other board goals
and
or other.
Excuse my ignorance, but are these the same goals as the ones discussed at the meeting, the accreditation meeting, or is that
that are part of the strategic plan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had commented on those during that meeting about. What did it say? They have made some comments just about them needing to be different, or not different, but I wrote, strategic plan needs to be beefed up to address who implements and how it's measured, which was, like, exactly contrary to what
mm-hmm.
we had done in the past for
mm-hmm.
numerous reasons, I,
mm-hmm.
you know, not just, like, on a whim, but... So it was an interesting contradiction, which I would love for Timmy to give us an input on, I guess, is all I'm saying. But
yeah.
I was trying to think, are those the same? We're talking about the same thing, right?
Those are the same. Six. I don't have the strategic plan sitting right in front of me, but I think that they are.
Yeah.
I think they are.
It feels like it may go out a little broader.
A little bit more.
Yeah, it took the goal and then kind of broke it down
mm-hmm.
into the expectations
mm-hmm.
of either of those.
Again, Nelsie, I've been around long enough to do strategic planning both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it where we've had the document that's like 30 pages thick and has everybody, like even with names attached and actual programs and that sort of thing.
Yeah, with the end date.
It might go out five to 6 to 7 years. And then, yeah, within a couple, 3 years, they're so specific that even people have moved. And then if you don't have that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to have
mm-hmm.
a really good process in place, I think,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that that happens very regular.
But it may be time to reevaluate our goals as
maybe somewhere in the middle would be
mm-hmm.
nice
mm-hmm.
with a process
yeah.
like that, a little
yeah.
bit more specific. But
I had a couple notes that
uh-huh.
came
yeah,
up during that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it'll be nice to talk
yeah.
to Timmy and get her input.
Okay. Well, I'll email her to make sure that gets on her list of things she wants to cover with us. And maybe between now and then, we can individually think about how if making them more specific, or even if we have a new idea for a board goal that's not on there. And then she would probably have ideas too of just maybe what other school districts have put into place. Okay. Any more discussion? Next, we have on the board. September master calendar is the crisis committee community-wide meeting. A date convenient for the majority of the community members will be determined.
Who's on that committee?
Well, I was telling Sarah and Megan
mm-hmm.
when we met, and
when we met for policy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's been on. It's something that we used to do years ago, and it's as crisis response planning and emergency preparedness planning has all kind of changed over the years, and it used to be that the only sort of committee that met once a year was this crisis response team, and it was made up of, you know, there were board members, teachers, staff members, parents, EMS, fire, somebody from the hospital, KFSK,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was a large group, like 25 to 30 people, and mainly a ministerial staff, and people would mainly just sort of gather together to say, are we still the crisis response team, and are people still, you know, comfortable with that, and you sort of have your represent, and you actually make sure that your list is current and all those things, and the terrible event that there's something that you need to gather for, a death in the community, a student, you know, that sort of thing. So it hasn't been convened often, and it really was once a year that we just sort of convened that group. There was also then crisis planning, and actually under Dr. Robb, we did a lot of shifting of that to more of that emergency preparedness. Well, actually, we've done a lot of work on it over the years with our buckets and our lockdown and our, anyway. So, you know, it's kind of evolved over time. So I'm not sure who was actually officially from the board on that committee last year.
I was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we did it again.
Mm-mm, I don't think so either. And we had started then contracting some with Marcus Hum,
right.
And doing the work through there. And but it would be a good idea, I think, to reconnect. I actually had one of the teachers today that used to be on that committee brought it up as well.
Because isn't it in his suggestion, Marcus Hum, when he, I thought he said something like, more people or certain people need to be on it.
Yeah, he did.
He's
on my list to contact.
Is there any type of policy requirement that they must meet this often or anything with that?
I don't know if there's an annual kind of requirement for that. It had just always been there. It's another one of those things that had always been there. I think it's a good idea, and we really haven't gathered all of that crew in a room for a while. It's been a while. It really has. So it would not be a bad idea. And we started a doc of kind of remembering all the people that should potentially be on that list. So it might be a large gathering. I don't think it would be a long gathering. I think it just needs to be kind of reconnecting about that. So if people are interested from the board, it might be nice to have at least one or two people. And I don't know when it is determined.
Usually after elections.
Okay.
Yeah.
After elections.
And then see about all the subcommittees where people want to be on.
Well, maybe Cheryl, if you were on it before, would you be willing to stay on there? Be on there? Okay.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Yep. Thank you.
For the actual crisis committee, I was on it this last year, but if it's not necessarily the same committee,
that would be good.
Something to talk about for sure.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Okay. We'll work on it.
Next, we have the Alaska Association of School Boards annual conference will be November 5th through the 8th in Anchorage. Board members that are able to attend should let Papa Sharon and Erica know, so the reservations can be made. I don't know who all can attend. I plan on attending this year and actually being able to stay, hopefully, through Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Barring I need to be in gym.
Going.
Yeah. So I don't know if anybody else is going to be able to attend or know this far in advance.
Yes, Sharon, I am planning to go and would be happy to travel on the 4th and the 9th so that I may attend the full conference.
Starts
on the 5th.
Yeah, it's just getting up there. And then it goes through Sunday afternoon.
To go.
Woohoo! No hunting trips this year.
Well, there is, but...
Just let me know the date you want to go.
Okay.
Well, I have
is
left usually... some.
We all go? I mean, is it...
It has some really good board training, both for new board members as well as existing.
You learn a lot.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can... I didn't go for the first several years because I couldn't. And then when I finally went, it was like, oh, just because of what I learned alone that weekend. Or that week. So it is nice in that aspect, but you're exhausted by the end of it because it's a lot of learning, but it's really good. So, but again, it's, you know, it is a long time because you go up on a Wednesday. It doesn't start till Thursday, but because of the plane schedule, you have to go up the night before.
Mm-hmm.
It does last until Sunday noon, Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. And so that makes it not being able to leave on Sunday. Of course, you can get to Juneau on Sunday, but you can't get all the way to Petersburg. So.
And then we've had members leave a little early. You know,
yeah.
It's up to your schedule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've left most Saturday morning or Sunday mornings and missed the resolution part.
That's pretty cool. The resolution.
I
experienced that all through high school, so I mean, I'm familiar with all of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fun part.
You have a little placard where you have to raise your vote up and get to decorate your sign.
It was
region.
I found that to be the most helpful that day, actually, just to get a better understanding of, like, what the bigger, broader issues are and...
For other districts?
Yes.
For other districts, yeah, how it affects us and then how we just think about that in terms of... You know, our politics. So that part was helpful.
I can't say yes at this time.
Okay.
Our resolution might need to be that the meeting is not during moose season.
It's true.
First day.
Is it? Oh, no.
Yeah. My husband's like, November again?
Every year.
Or yeah, I think it's moose or deer or something. Deer. I don't know.
It's
deer.
After the PFD.
Yeah. Moose is over in October.
Jay knows.
Like, no. I can't remember what it was, but he was like, really? That's a very busy time of year. Yeah. Let's do a resolution.
There might be more support than we know.
Yeah, you never know. Could it be in July? The weather's nice and large.
Yeah. I'll let Joe make a decision later, too, maybe. Okay. All right. Any additional comments from board members?
As a board member and a parent, yeah, school started great. It was... fun, exciting. The school looks good. Little people finding their way. It was all very exciting. Yeah. It was neat to have the classrooms moved. Now I have a first grader, but she's in the main hall. That's good. So, yeah. Thank you, Dan and Terry, and I haven't been over to high school yet.
You're telling.
Though I have enjoyed the new lights a couple different times that I've been in there. Wonderful. In the gym, yes. So. Thank you.
All right. Future agenda items. I don't know if we'll be ready for any new policies yet, but we'll be working on those two new ones, taking input on drug testing as well as memorial policy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. 5-0. Good night. Thank you.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, another school board meeting in the books. Finished 8 o'clock right now, so we've got an hour. We've got an hour to kill with you guys. Cool. So 9 o'clock brings us the Thistle and Shamrock, and then 10 p.m. brings us Radio Free Petersburg. Mark Martinson's your host tonight. 12 a.m. BBC World Service broadcasting live from London. It is currently 53 degrees right now outside the KFSK Studios, and you have been listening to the Petersburg School Board meeting brought to you live from Petersburg Assembly Chambers. Lots of stuff happening tonight on the school board meeting. They are adjourned. So we'll play some music here for about an hour. I'll be with you here till about 9 o'clock then. And my name's Mark Bonda. I guess this is going to carry over from Ebtide, but I like to call sessions like this after board meetings the executive session. So we'll go right into our own little executive session here.